Hi, I'm Patty Jean Robinson.
I'm Tracy Elliott.
We're from the web series Becky and Kate, Works in Progress. And you're listening to Weeby Geeks.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
USB microphones and headphones provided by CAD Audio. CAD Audio, expression through innovation.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
Do not attempt to adjust your device. This is a Stream Freedom audio bulletin. It cannot be traced, it cannot be stopped, and it is the only free voice left in the geek revolution.
And welcome to another episode of Weeby Geeks and Geek Watch 1 tonight. For Weeby Geeks, this is our 150th episode. Ooh. So, and for, I'm assuming for both shows, it's going to be a best of. So to introduce everyone, from Geek Watch 1, we have Don Kylan, who is also with me on Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Hey!
Ken, Vicky from Weeby Geeks. Derek will be joining us in progress. We have Jules, Brett, and former co-host Marty. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
Marty.
Hey, Marty, what's up?
Nothing.
That was a surprise, huh? He didn't even tell us.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, we didn't know you were going to be there.
Good. That way your expectations are already low.
It's what we used to say. You wanted the best, and you got us.
Yeah, sadly, you got us. So, man, what happened since I've been gone? It seems like all of a sudden 9 people are on the show. What's up?
Well, this is a crossover show with our sister show now, Geek Watch 1.
Mm.
So,
yep, that's us.
So it's a big old love fest for the Weeby Geeks Network. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Pretty much. Oh, we've grown quite a bit too since you left.
How many shows? Last time I think you had just started your show hoarding. So how many shows are you up to now?
Unlike other networks, we are not over 50 or 75. But
but he will be one day. Don't worry, other networks. He will catch up.
I'm not in a hurry to get there. Why did I just do that? On this
How's
computer?
This fun?
That too.
Hydra?
Come to find out, the new Star Wars Force Awakens is actually Star Trek.
Oh!
Starring Channing Tatum.
Really? 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 Oh, Kyle, did you see the movie poster I found?
Yeah, I did, yeah. We're not even 5 minutes into the show, we bring him up.
It would be a crossover if we didn't.
No. Ooh, y'all trying to get me hot early, okay.
Let's see.
I was going to bring him up as a special guest, but...
Oh! You know what? I didn't need to see him as... I didn't need to see him as Gambit. And, you know, I can't unsee that. I'll be okay.
Serenity now.
Yes. I'll just be glad it's not Festivus.
Yes.
Hearing of the grievances.
Yes. I got a problem with you people.
So as you can see, Marty, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Just like the good old days.
Oh, I cannot get it. I cannot pull up a count. I can't. There's the minute. Okay.
You also cannot talk.
That's always been the case, hasn't it? All right. Why won't the menu work?
Looks like you guys got some snazzy new headphones since they've been gone. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Partnership's been good for you, then, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Switch from Audio-Technica to CAD.
Nice. It looks very nice in video chat that we're doing.
Yeah.
Sad that, you know, people at home can't see, but... Wow. They kind of, especially on Jules, like, for some reason, she's got a little gold trim on hers. She's got her blinged out. It kind of just also looks a little bit like the Star Wars Leia a little bit.
That's what I was going for.
Well, these headphones can be seen in Aloha, or was that the really bad movie with
Channing Tatum?
No. Bradley Cooper and Alec Baldwin.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the one where, just blanked on her name, but Gwen Stacy from the last Spider-Man movies, wasn't she in it?
I think so.
Yeah, Emma Stone.
Stone, yes.
Yeah.
She's supposed to play a Hawaiian, because that seems like that's in her DNA, is to play Hawaiian.
Yeah, I believe that, yes.
Yeah, redhead is a Hawaiian, yes.
Hey, if you remember the Jet, one of the siblings was a redhead. I was like, okay, I'm not going to question it. He played with his siblings, singing and dancing with them, and they were all Hawaiian, so there's that.
I don't know. I'm calling Howie on that. Uh-oh, what is it? What do they call him? I forgot. Howie, that's it.
Yeah.
All the natives call all the white people Howie. That's what the non-natives, I guess it is. It doesn't even have to be white people. So that's all I'm saying. I think she's a little too Irish to be,
yeah.
Be Hawaiian.
So when Emma Stone comes looking for you,
you can send her my address. I have no problem
with this. she's gonna pull out her birth certificate. Says this is proof that I'm Hawaiian. What? Sorry, too soon.
Emma Stone even makes jokes about how not Hawaiian she is.
Really?
Yeah, that movie.
Never mind. Just say no, stay in school, kids.
That's right. Otherwise, you do podcasts.
There you go. That explains it. That's it, you know.
Dropped out in the third grade.
25 podcasts on the network.
25?
25.
Wow. Nice.
Whew. So my thought is, let's, you know, it's episode 150, which is a great reason to bring Marty back on. And glad Marty was able to come back on, even though we can't see him.
Oh, you can't see me? Oh, you know why? It's because I haven't used Skype since I talked to you guys last, so my updates are a little behind, and I didn't want to hold you up. So I wondered if you could see me or not. I didn't see
you. You don't want to spend an hour and a half updating your Skype?
Yeah, but no. with the latest update, apparently you could call anyone and it will translate for you.
Really?
Ooh.
I'm calling China.
It doesn't say
Does it know Klingon?
Translate to Wu-Tang.
Yeah, does it come over with, like, subtitles, or does it come over with, like, Stephen Hawking or anything? How's it translate?
How are you doing this today?
Sounds like all people at sweatshops just answering the phones.
Not here.
Oh my god!
The translator's in India.
Yes. Oh. My name is Bob.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you? My name is Henry. Henry Smith. Oh. My number is.
The ACLU is going to be all over us.
Yeah.
This is Jim Bob.
Jim Bob!
Jim Bob Cooter.
What the dirties?
Oh, did I hear a Jim Bob Cooter reset coming out? I'm in Detroit, so I know him well.
Somebody we got. I know there's not a lot of sports fans on this panel, but
yeah.
Somebody might.
Yeah,
would you like to watch me whipping Nene?
Indian people have people name.
Hello. Welcome to Skype Translation Center. My name is Billy Bob. How are you? Yes, I am from Georgia. Would you like a Slurpee with that?
It's going to be our last episode. It's going to be it was a good run.
Episode 150. In with the bang, out with the bang. Or in with the whimper, out with the bang.
Yeah. I can see the picketers lining up outside my house already.
1 million moms against Weeby Geeks. Yes.
Morgan Freeman calling all of us going, I know Mr. Freeman. I know.
Then you have WWE legend Ron Simmons going, damn.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. His entire catchphrase is one word.
Yeah, it's a shame that he's been resorted to just that one word.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
true. So,
woo! Of course, he could be JBL. Resorted down to subpar commentary.
Yeah. Well, when you got Brian Saxton with you.
Well, dang.
So, since it's next to the last show and it's 150, I thought best of worst of 2015. We cover a little bit of everything: gaming, movies, comics. We're going to have our first annual Weebies with the comics that we're going to give out. So I guess let's start off first with the movies. I know Ken was saying before show, you found a link saying these are the 30 must-watch movies of the year.
Yeah, this was from Den of Geek. They actually put it out at the beginning of December. It was the top 30 must-see movies of 2015. And so far, first page, half the movies we didn't even see. I don't know how must-see they were. Number one was...
The problem is we don't have time and we wait for Netflix.
Yeah, most of them haven't made it to Netflix yet. But the first one was from February 13th, Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Cool. Great film.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah, that was
great. Waiting for the sequel.
Yeah. Next one was, according to them, March 13th, they had It Follows. Anybody see that?
Nope. No. Nope.
Okay. Furious 7 from April 3rd.
Yep.
Nope. That one was fun.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately.
from April 10th, we had Ex Machina.
Say, I guess.
Nope.
Started it, haven't gotten...
Before?
Nope.
No.
From April 10th also was Clouds of Sils Maria.
Nope.
I'm never going to hear that.
See, this is what happens. You see, you got the list from all the people who are voting on the Oscars, and they pick all the movies that their friends made that we never seen. Mm-hmm. That's what that list is.
This is from Den of Geek. They should be like us.
You said that was Den of Geek?
Right. Den of Geek.
You know what? UK. Somebody hacked it. I call Hydra. Hydra hacked it.
The next couple, I think, deserve to be on the list a little bit. May 15th, you got Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I like that.
Actually, I heard they want to re-release it in black and white.
That'd be interesting. Hmm. June 12th, you have Jurassic World.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I still haven't seen that.
Really good.
Whoops.
I haven't seen it either.
That no one's ever seen. Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
What?
I heard of that one. I heard of it.
It was a little indie that did big. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Increasingly dying teenagers appear to be a genre. That sounds great.
Do you have Inside Out?
A good dying teenager film.
Honestly, the only way we want to see teens anymore is them dying because they're so annoying. So
the millennials.
It's the only way to protect our future.
We want to see them fight over food in the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. We want to see them starve in some Scorch Trials. if they can't kill each other, then at least one of them's got to die. So it's these are requisites for us to watch these teen movies.
Yeah.
Well, and then the last form is they walk around sparkling in daylight.
At least when we were teenagers, we had Ferris Bueller. Just, we had Lost Boys.
We had real vampires.
We had Goonies.
Yep.
We had Goonies.
And Goonies are good enough.
Yes, they are good enough.
According to Cindy Lauper.
You're going to July 17th to Trainwreck?
Yep. Actually, wasn't that bad.
The same weekend.
Ant-Man
was at July 17th.
Finally saw it. It was
definitely
a lot better than I expected.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is it looks like they're going through the year here, and you notice what's missing from the first half of that year. No Age of Ultron, unless it's farther down the list here.
Could be.
But you got July 31st with Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
It was okay. It's okay.
Let's switch pages here. Okay, next up. From August 14th, Mistress America.
Never heard of it.
No.
September 18th was Black Mass. Mm-hmm. That was the Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We covered pretty good. Geek Watch 1 was October 2nd, The Martian.
That was Wanted to see it.
Yeah. Then October 9th, Steve Jobs.
I wanted to see that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, which one?
Not the one with Ashton Kutcher, the other one.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Ashton Kutcher. Oh, Cumberbatch?
And Seth Rogen. No,
this was Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, Fassbender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Magneto, sorry. Wrong Marvel villain there.
Yeah.
Then you go October 16th, they say Crimson Peak.
I heard that one was kind of slowpoke movie.
Yeah, I've heard it wasn't as good as it looked. But October 16th.
The movie's title sounds like it's something that comes once a month.
Oh! Dude!
Wow.
That's Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
It was Downtown Ghosts.
So in other words, the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how I like to think of them pretty much all the time.
Oh. Well, next up, you got the October 16th with Bridge of Spies.
No, okay. I wanted to see that.
October 16th also with The Room.
Which one?
Room.
Never heard of it.
Hang on.
I bet it's about a room. And I bet there's something that happens in that room.
Very dramatic.
Yes, yes. And possibly three.
Well, November 4th, you have Brooklyn. Another one I've never even heard of.
Either.
November 6th was Spotlight. Then you get to November 20th with The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
I've seen that. That was good.
November 20th, we have Carol. December 4th, Macbeth.
I've wanted to see that.
December 4th, you also have Youth.
No.
Never heard of it.
December 11th, The Big Short. That one I've heard of. That actually, I'm looking at his face right here, too.
Steve Carell.
Well, Steve Carell, but I think it was, is Brad Pitt's the star in it, I guess? I guess it was like company made it or something.
Is that the one?
Is that the one about the housing market?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got like Christian Bale in it, and yeah, it's got a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Then you have this little thing on December 18th, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Never heard of it.
The movie's not even out yet, and it made the list.
It's back here.
There's only a couple left on the... There's three more left on the list. December.
Now, how's it a must-see if nobody... I mean, it's...
They're saying before the year ends, you need to see it.
Okay. December 25th, you got The Hateful Eight.
Well, that's
that's
a movie that won a lot of awards.
December 25th, also The Revenant. That's the new DiCaprio movie.
That's the one where he gets bear raped, right?
Yes, exactly. No one wants to be bear raped.
And you get toy.
He gets what?
There's heart. Apparently, that happened.
Now, there's a couple of big names that I noticed here that are totally missing from the list that a geek website should have had on there. Like, No Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Son of a fool.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. wasn't on there.
Spectre?
On there.
Well, Spectre was odd. It did. The U.S. box office wasn't that great, but it did amazing worldwide.
Well, Dead of Geek is a U.K. site.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many movies you haven't heard of on there.
Right.
Okay. Well, also, Spectre, Vicky and I saw it, it actually, had more of a feel back to the old school Bond movies.
Yeah, that it's one of the. Isn't it one of the earlier books too?
Based on a book.
It was almost similar to Thunderball. Almost, but not quite. It was an introduction of Spectre. So, you had elements of Thunderball in it, but not quite. But yeah.
Yeah, and they tried to thinly veil that Blofeld was in it, and it really didn't work trying to hide that's what it was.
Right.
Everyone knew that was him.
Yeah.
Oh, so and I do want to mention there was one big one missing from that list, though. Magic Mike XXL.
You know what? I think people don't eat. I'm not even going to dignify that comment. I'm not.
I wanted to point it out.
Well, obviously.
You mean they're not going to point out Jim and the Holograms?
Yeah. Where's Jim and the Holograms love
That's
in this
That's not
one?
A must-see. For sure not a must-see.
I think that'll be on the worst list.
The movie that got pulled after 2 weeks, and yet still has a higher Rotten Tomato rating than the Fantastic Flop.
Mike, you got your drop on that?
What's that?
You got the sound drop for the Fantastic Flop?
Oh, I have it somewhere.
Get like this.
There you go.
Flop Watch 2015.
According to Denna Geek, that's the 30 must-see movies for this year.
Okay. Well,
we can argue that.
Yeah.
Now, what about movies that either... Again, movies you regretted seeing.
I have a thought on that. I certainly did regret seeing Fantastic Flop.
Dude!
You went to see it?
You actually paid for it?
For the team.
I had to do a review of it, so yes, I saw it.
I'm so sorry, man.
I did a review of it for this very website. It was not a good review, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, I might catch it if it comes on Netflix at some point.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Yeah, no.
You can't get that time back.
No.
I can say unequivocally, even if you see it, even if you get a chance to see it for free, don't bother.
It's been sitting on my iPad, and I'm afraid my iPad's corrupted.
It probably is.
I will take an hour and a half getting punched in a very sensitive spot by a very little man before I sit and watch that movie. I'm serious.
I wish I had that option.
So Don...
Where are the pixels on that list?
So Don, what time was Channing Tatum coming over?
Come on, surprise!
He's going to be on Jimmy Fallon this week, you know.
Yeah. Wait, is he janitor? Is that what he's doing?
Clean the house.
Another geek one that didn't make the list was Pixels. Did anybody see that one?
I did.
Yeah. Nope. I love that movie.
Even though it was a direct...
I'm the only one.
Even though it was a direct ripoff of the Futurama episode. It's a direct rip. I still didn't think it was too bad. It's just...
It was good until you started thinking about the plot points. And you're like, wait a minute. Why is Kevin James a president? I don't understand this. That's what took me out of the movie in the first 5 minutes. Like, who would vote for this man? I don't understand it.
Well, another one that's not on that list. Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, when's that coming out?
It's already out.
Oh, it is
on Thanksgiving.
Oh, and I've heard that said they actually seen it. Said it is amazing.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
It's sort of like Jurassic World. It's a reboot, but also
a continuation.
Yeah, it's a continuation and a reboot at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's much better than like trying to see Rocky get back in the ring. It's like if they had made a movie where Rocky was going to fight again, it'd be like nobody would care. But because they actually switched the roles and he's the trainer. And, you know, he's the Yoda situation, then it definitely had a lot more upside to it.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Sylvester. How may I help you translate your call today? Yo.
Oh, man.
So
and the NAACP, the ACLU,
and yeah, man, it's free them all, man.
Hey,
yeah.
How many more letters?
CNN, bring them in on to NAACP.
The NAACP, the NCAA.
Mad.
NHL. NFL.
MLB.
MLB.
Theaters.
Yeah.
So.
Got worse.
I guess let's move over to TV. What would we consider best of TV or worst of TV?
Netflix wins it. That's all I got to say.
That's not TV. That's streaming. That's cheating.
No, we'll count.
We watch it on our TV.
It still counts.
We'll count it.
TV
count. Yeah. Daredevil and TV. Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was just...
Downstairs.
Excellent.
Flash.
The Flash is good. Yeah, Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Flash is awesome.
Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
I've
still not gotten past the last season, through this last season. I don't know. It's kind of less momentum or something.
I got three people who will say Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yes!
How could you forget that one?
Yeah. On this season yet, but...
Well, basically because Doctor Who's the best of every year, so...
Yeah.
The Librarians. I thought I'd heard that Doctor Who, the current season was getting kind of flim-flammy. Like, it wasn't really holding magic.
That was good.
Oh, this season was good. It's been so good.
He actually gets his identity this time, and there's a lot of feels going on.
A lot of crying in my ice cream.
So let me pose this question. Is it safe to say or announce a Doctor Who podcast coming in 2016?
We've got it in the works.
What?
Try.
Huh?
We haven't actually worked it out yet, but...
Yeah, we definitely want to.
Yep. Wow. Well, you got a listener already. I'll listen.
So,
all right. Cool. Maybe you can call it Hoobie Geeks.
So coming in 2016, stay tuned.
TBD.
I got to give my shout outs for like the only two shows that I will actually sit there and watch as they are live is like Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead. Those are still two of the shows that hold my attention no matter what.
Into the Badlands. Badlands.
Into the Badlands is my
new. Yeah, I heard that one's amazing. I can't wait to look up to Netflix.
Jack was telling us about it.
It is awesome.
I forgot about Vampire Diaries. I mean, come on.
It's been canceled.
Anyway, so Into the Badlands.
Ages of S.H.I.E.L.D. Come on. Ages of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah.
Ash versus Evil Dead's pretty good, too.
I've got to say, a surprise for this season, Supergirl. Especially after last week with Martian Manhunter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they're finally figuring out how to get their stride on the timing.
The last couple episodes are actually decent. I was disappointed at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with Red Tornado.
Yeah, not crazy about the Red Tornado.
Well, that was a prototype anyway. They'll bring him back and make him better.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing with Flash, Geomancer is coming.
Yeah, I saw that today.
What?
Uh-huh.
Is there any new, any more steam to the rumors that Flash may be showing up on Supergirl later this season?
I don't think it's going to happen.
The writers actually said it's not happening.
I think it would ruin the show if they did that. The fact that they did the mic drop with Martian Manhunter, and Martian Manhunter is such a deep and well-developed character.
Quite honestly, as soon as he showed up, I was like, can we just have him do the show? Because
Like I said last week, I think Weeby Geeks was the one who said it first, either on air or in print. Hank Henshaw, Martian Manhunter. Because I don't remember seeing it anywhere else on the internet. And I did mention it, that my thought was it was Hank Henshaw. Hank Henshaw was Martian Manhunter.
See, go ahead, Kylan.
No, I was saying, Don called it. I was thinking it was one of the Kryptonian robots that...
Eradicator?
Not the Eradicator. Brainiacs. I thought one of the Brainiacs that was sent to protect.
Wasn't the Eradicator's Green Lantern?
No,
Green Lantern.
That was one of the four Supermen when Superman died.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Eradicator Superman.
You're thinking of the Manhunters, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
The ones that were before the lanterns gave them to the sentient beings.
Right.
No, I was hoping when I first saw the red eyes, Manhunter when I saw the red eyes the first time, but I was hoping against hope it wasn't, because I'd like to see Hank Henshaw actually as Hank Henshaw in the Cyborg Superman and bring in Manhunter, but as a different character.
Well, he's not really Hank Henshaw because he took over Henshaw's name. So there's still a possibility that we could see the Cyborg Superman.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a peculiar name to pull out of nowhere. That's more than fan service. That's setting something up.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, they did cast Superman, so that would be a way to bring him in.
So shows that bombed from the year that are just why?
Minority Report.
Reality shows.
Yeah. See, I kind of like Minority Report.
I had mixed
feelings. Maybe we got a chance to check it out.
The Player.
Okay, one show I'm really liking, and I don't think The Player is going to make it. And
it's already been canceled.
It's already been canceled.
Dang!
I'm with you, though. I was watching that show.
So was your other favorite, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, that did?
It did get canceled.
I heard it was better.
Wait, CW canceled something?
Yeah.
They never cancel anything unless it's horrid, so... Ooh.
They just drag it out.
Yeah, exactly. They keep going, like, just
Supernatural.
Let's just make it with the two dudes. We don't need the chick here for Vampire Diaries about a bunch of...
See?
Let's create off a silly spinoff show as well.
No.
The CW, the way they're going...
As good as the super as they're doing with superheroes, they need to just go ahead and let Supernatural end at the season 11 here. Bring in Hellblazer. That gives you four shows. And you can add a couple more, and every night you can have a DC comic show.
Yeah, there we go.
Well,
I'm sure remember, Warner Brothers would not mind that whatsoever, because it seems like that's their highest rated shows every week.
Well, they are half owners of the network, so
right,
along with CBS.
But I think if you go and you end Supernatural while it's still at the height of its popularity, you're going to have about 12 busloads of very angry tweens and soccer moms.
It's going to be the soccer moms. It's not going to be the
tweens. Yeah, it's going to be the soccer moms. It's going to be ugly.
The show's older than some of the kids watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The soccer moms are the ones who fill up the Supernatural conventions.
Oh, that's true.
Well, remember, too, we also
the
got...
The Walking Dead was like one of the worst shows of the season.
Fear the Walking Dead was a little bit of a letdown. Yeah.
But the online web series that came from that... Fear the Walking Dead, Flight Whatever, was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Well, the whole premise behind the web series was you have a person who becomes a victim, yeah, you know, becomes a person zero on an airplane.
Yeah, they showed little commercials during Walking Dead, but I never ended up watching the web series.
Right.
It's a good web series.
I think with Fear, I did not care about the characters at all.
So they weren't, like, none of them were nice. Like, none of them were likable characters.
No.
Like, okay, you can die now. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. But then they never did.
Yeah, exactly. It just kept going.
You can say, like the two main characters, like the boyfriend-girlfriend couple, like the blonde chick and the Indian guy, like they were probably, like, your center focus, and then everything kind of spiraled, you know, circled around them. And, right. But, where did you find them redeemable enough to actually keep watching the show? I think that may have been where they had the problems. Like, at least with Walking Dead, you just had Rick, and he was, like, your only one character, and he had his own episode for, like, the first couple was by himself. And then everybody else came around. So maybe that was the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it at least was short-lived. It was only 6 episodes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's coming back.
Yeah, true.
I did kind of like the pacing, though, where that was one of the people's complaints that I kept seeing. Was like, they said it was always happening too slow, not enough zombies. But I kind of like the slow pacing of this is kind of what would happen if the zombie apocalypse, like, slowly started to creep in. It wouldn't be, like, all of a sudden, hey, everybody start killing everybody. It would be riots and looting, and everybody would just think it's, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It was just the main characters that I just hated.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, Yahoo came out with their 20 best games of 2015. In the 20 spot, Battlefront.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I almost bought that game a couple of weeks ago, but, like, a couple sites I hit made me beg off from it. And it seems like the people I talked to, you know, they got a kick out of it initially, but, you know, a few days into it, they were like, you know what, I'm not really into it.
It's because everyone was expecting it to be a Call of Duty, a Fallout, a Rainbow Six, Halo, whatever. It's not. It's a capture the flag type game.
Yeah.
Always has been. And, I mean, for me, I don't mind that. One, because I usually pick a sniper character and stay up in the shadows.
Right.
I mean, when there was Battlefront Heroes from EA, the online game, I did that. I created a sniper character and stayed hidden away and racked up quite a few points. So, and then when they figured out where I was and killed me, I had to go to a new location. So,
I think their major source of popularity on it was just the fact that it was Star Wars and it looked good.
Right.
Oh, it still looks amazing.
It has the looks, but it doesn't have the substance to be a fully playable game.
But
do you think it hurt the game by missing, like, a whole console cycle? Because the last time we saw Battlefronts was, like, the end of the PS2 Xbox days, so we haven't seen it in so long, and maybe it's just, you know, that was a great niche then, and it's not so much the niche now, and they need to update their thinking.
Because if you remember the old Battlefront games, it was basically just an open, they drop you in the middle of a battle, there's really no story or anything, you just get there and achieve your goals.
You mean it's like Titanfall?
Yeah.
Well, the second one had a campaign to it where you go through and you start off as a member of the 501st as a clone trooper, and you work your way through. I mean, you start off like Battle of Geonosis, as part, you know, and then become part of the 501st, and you work your way all the way through to Vader's Fist and the Imperial mode.
That's a terrible name that just went dirty thoughts in my head.
Nah, see it.
That's how you advance in the 501st.
That's how we know how Anakin became a right-hand man.
It's one of those. How do you get promoted?
Take a deep breath.
Is that why everybody gets their
relax all your muscles?
Then Jar Jar would be everybody's favorite.
In the 19 spot, Pillars of Eternity. from Obsidian Entertainment.
Okay. Not sure about that one.
I don't even know what that is.
18, Halo 5 Guardians.
Okay. I think any Halo is always going to be on the list.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's so low, though.
True. Yeah. Number 17, Undertale from Toby Fox.
Looks like something from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 16, Forza Motorsport 6.
Wow. That's kind of on my list.
That's going to be on the list.
That's kind of on my list, actually.
Number 15, Splatoon.
Not sure.
It's from Nintendo.
Paintball.
Yeah.
Fourteen, Destiny, The Taken.
Love Destiny.
The Taken.
Yeah. Love that game. That game should be number one.
13, Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Oh, that game looks good.
Looks really pretty.
Number 12, Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The commercials alone for it were killer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? There's PTSD all through that game. That's all I have to say.
It's a good thing.
I'm like, if you look at the first Black Ops, and then you look at the third one, it's just like...
Post-traumatic snack disorder.
Shakes.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. It's, oh, there's a lot going on. That's a good game.
Number 11, Her Story.
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
Number 10, Mortal Kombat 10, or X, however you want to call it.
Well, yeah, it's going to always be on the top, mm-hmm. unless they just, you know, use, I don't know, Bugs Bunny and the whole gang, it's going to be in the top.
Even then, it's still probably in the top.
As long as they have them Bugs Bunny's spine as a finisher.
Yeah, he'll be dropping anvils on everybody.
That could be an entertaining game.
Yeah, it would.
Number 9, Batman Arkham Knight.
The most frustrating game I've played all year. That Batmobile was a pain in the butt.
Number 8, Ori and the Blind Forest.
I don't know.
I heard of it.
Yeah, I think that was an indie game. I think I remember barely hearing about that.
Wait, that's the one that comes free with one of the consoles.
Yeah.
Of course a lot of people are playing.
Number 7, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
Number 6, Super Mario Maker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, pretty grand if you have levels and everything.
Oh, okay.
I think Santa might be bringing that. Here. So we haven't actually played it yet.
Nice.
Number 5, Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain.
You know, it's a pretty game. I enjoyed what I played of it, but it didn't hold my interest the way the previous Metal Gears did.
Well, someone liked it.
Number 4, Bloodborne.
Not familiar with it.
Number
it was really hard.
Number 3, Fallout 4.
Yeah. On my Christmas list.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Ooh, what are the two tops?
Number 2, Rocket League.
What?
What?
That's like a Nintendo game or something.
That sounds
gotta be.
It is soccer with cars.
Okay.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
That's supposed to make it appealing?
That's what the description says.
Apparently in the UK this would be huge, but... Yes.
The description is, it's soccer with cars, no matter how you boil it down or try to explain it. That's what the game is, really.
That would be Fallout 4?
Yeah.
And in the number one spot, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
I'm fairly scratched surface in this game, and I'm loving it.
Really?
So, it's really good. What games come out that should have been on the list?
I don't know. I still have Xbox 360, so.
I can't believe no Assassin's Creed games are on there.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah,
Syndicate's not on there.
I'm surprised Lego Dimensions isn't on there.
Yeah, exactly. What's that?
Or even Disney Infinity.
Yeah,
right.
Especially the Star Wars expansions for that are amazing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that hits games. Just briefly, Free Comic Book Day, they announced the 50 titles that are coming out for the first Saturday in May. Anyone surprised by what's coming out?
I was jazzed to see ROM back.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, did you hear Hasbro coming out saying,
yep,
G.I. Joe, ROM, Micronauts, and Mask are all intertwined?
Now, supposedly, like the rumor for the last year or so has been that Matt Tracker is supposed to show up in the next G.I. Joe movie. Matt Tracker is a guy who's the who's over Mask, and that's their way of introducing Mask into the universe. And I'm okay with that. That fits with G.I. Joe. Micronauts and ROM. I don't know.
Well, there's another one too. It's called Visionaries.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how many of you guys know about that one, but I have no clue how they're gonna fit that one in.
I don't know. And Visionaries, that's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the thing kills me is Marvel's been so successful with the MCU. DC is trying. DC and Warner Brothers is trying. Mm-hmm. Universal comes out and says, well, we're going to do our own universe with the classic monsters. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, okay, everyone's got to jump on going, oh, we're doing our own universe as well with all our... It's like, okay, what's...
Well, the first part of the statement I had problems with is that there's going to be another G.I. Joe movie. It's like, didn't we already learn?
Yep.
But that was a bad idea.
But it won't have Channing Tatum.
The second one will
be... Well, then it's not worth watching.
No, somehow he will be back.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Flashback or...
We'll have a zombie Channing Tatum.
Yeah. You shoot him in the face.
Channing Tatum...
There was an interview.
He's being resurrected as a Pentor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they shoot him in the face.
He's one of the DNAs they collect.
Oh.
For the greatest people who ever lived.
Actually, I read an interview, and he said that he hated doing G.I. Joe. He was mad because he wanted to be Snake Eyes. I'm like, you're mad because you wanted to be Snake Eyes? You don't even talk through the whole thing. Maybe I actually improved the movie.
I'm mad because he's in the movie.
Yeah.
I had to watch it, so now...
But the second one was good. I enjoyed the second one way more than I did first. So.
Where does Channing Tatum think he's going to be able to outdo Ray Park as Snake Eyes?
I don't know. The man's delusional. You know, the only reason why he showed up at San Diego Comic-Con was so he can touch on Stan Lee. I'm just saying.
Glorified stare assist.
Exactly. You know what? They have ushers for that. They didn't need him there.
He was the usher.
Well, that's what he was doing.
He was the usher. Yeah.
It's the only way they would let him in.
Yeah.
Well, I know before we continue on, we got to say goodnight to Jules because she's got to be up early since Aldi can't live without her. So
I had a fun time. It was nice meeting you guys.
So finally,
we got
Jules on while Geek Watch One was on. So
I know
it's that M&M's commercial. She does exist.
It's like I don't think I forget what I exactly said. But he's like, I don't think they believe me that you really exist. I was like, I do. It's always like I have to be up at 4 a.m. So it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Marty, I was so excited that you got to come on.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's good to see you, Jules.
Yeah, Mike was like, I have a surprise, and I had no idea. So
that's cool. Right. That's how we roll.
I was thinking he was gonna bring on Channing Tatum or something.
Yeah, I do have my Channing Tatum costume on right now, but unfortunately, I can't see it. So I've been compared to a poor man's Channing Tatum, just being really a homeless guy. So.
Oh, that's so sad.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Good night.
So let's get right into the meat of things. The first annual Weebies. This year we pretty much did categories of best graphic novel, best miniseries or one shot, and then the best monthly title from each one of the bigger name companies out there. We did Valiant, DC, Marvel, Boom, Dynamite, Dark Horse, IDW, Zenoscope, and Image. So the results are in, and best graphic novel went to, from Marvel Comics, Kick-Ass 3.
Yeah. Woo!
Best miniseries went to, from IDW, TMNT, and Ghostbusters.
Woo!
Cool.
So, any objections to any of this yet?
No, I'm good with it.
All right. Do we get, points or, an award ourselves if we make any objections?
No.
Okay. I will fight the man then.
we can just put a notation in the comments that you objected.
Objected.
From DC Comics, the Justice League wins.
Cool.
For the Weeby, I believe just the regular
Justice League, Justice League of America, Justice League United, Justice League of Justice.
The votes that came.
Antarctica. Just
super friends.
Just super friends.
Just buy this. Which one?
Well, the votes came in as Justice League, so I'm assuming it's just Justice League.
You're right.
So it would be obviously it's not the Justice League of Channing Tatum's basement.
So
that gets its own category.
So the Weeby for DC Comics goes to the Justice League.
Yeah,
awesome. From yeah, I just need. Hate when my Word doc doesn't want to work. All right, trying to narrow things down here. From Marvel, it's a 2-way tie.
Oh,
and the Weeby winners. Like I said, a tie goes to Star Wars and Darth Vader.
Yeah,
cool.
So, Vader was definitely worth every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if one had to edge out the other, I would give Darth Vader over Star Wars.
Mm.
But as the votes came in, it was a tie between Star Wars and Darth Vader. So,
cool.
With some interesting choices for runner up, Captain Marvel, Sam Wilson, Captain America, Daredevil, S.H.I.E.L.D., and Doctor Strange. I'm not gonna say what my third pick was, but
Meatball Squirrel Girl.
It was. I don't know.
It's either that or Howard the Duck.
No, it was Squirrel Girl.
I know Mike, so if it's offbeat enough, he's gonna pick it up. Howard the Duck was a good guess though too. I like that.
Right.
It was Squirrel Girl. I mean, it just edged out Hawkeye or an all new Hawkeye. So from Dynamite, the winner is the Shadow.
Yes.
Ooh.
In the shadowness.
So from Boom, the Lumberjanes. No, I'm sorry, I was wrong. That was runner up. Big Trouble in Little China.
Nice. Shout out to Joe Eisma.
So, even though we might be silly on this podcast, we might know a thing or two about something.
Yeah.
So, from Valiant, the winner is XO Manowar.
No surprise.
From Zenoscope, the winner is Robin Hood.
I just reading off Kylan's list because he's like a Saint Master.
No, I'm not.
I knew it.
Yeah.
From IDW, this was a tight race. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ah. Even though they killed Donatello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe because they killed
Donatello. And then from Image, it was a tie between Saga and The Walking Dead.
Ah, nice.
And then from Dark Horse, the winner is ElfQuest, the final quest.
Wow. Nice.
So
very nice.
Which I'm surprised some of the other, I mean, the others in this from Dark Horse that were nominated were Fight Club 2, Rebels, Archie versus Predator, Abe Sapien, BPRD, Hell on Earth, Buffy, Angel in Faith, and Conan. So... that's our winners. I guess best overall, what would you go with? If I need to run through the winners again, I will. We could just put our vote out there for best overall.
From the list that you just read out, from the winners recently?
From the winners we just read out.
You'll have to do the list again.
Unless you could argue another one onto the list. So the winners are Justice League, Star Wars and Darth Vader, The Shadow, Big Trouble in Little China, XO Manowar, Robin Hood, TMNT, Saga and The Walking Dead, and ElfQuest, The Final Quest.
I gotta go with the Star Wars books.
Yeah, I gotta either go Star Wars or Justice League.
I think I would do Saga or Walking Dead.
Yeah, those are good too.
Now, when you guys are saying Star Wars, are you saying Star Wars or Darth Vader?
For me, it would be the actual Star Wars title.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go with the Star Wars title too.
I'm going with Walking Dead. I can't turn my back against that show, that comic, anything that has to do with it. Seems like.
Yeah. That Walking Dead's been really good too.
Yeah.
Like really good.
Walking Dead.
Okay,
I say Walking Dead.
So it looks like our title of the year is, from Image, The Walking Dead.
Woo! that works.
So you're going to send all these guys their awards, right?
Yeah, we expect to get some money from Kirkman for pushing his book.
Yeah.
In the mail.
Because we know he needs the money.
Yeah. Nobody knows about that little book. And all of us to get walk on parts as zombies. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not on the main show. We have to go to Fear of Walking Dead.
We'll be on the web series.
We get the web series.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm close enough to Atlanta.
That's right.
There you go. Get on the main series.
We're passenger number one.
So could you, Marty. So how do you guys feel about the Weebies? I mean, I know we all voted.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Maybe we could do more than just comics.
I think next year we will expand, but for the first year, it's comics. Next year, we'll throw in video games, maybe even movies as well. Mm-hmm. I think TV is going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
I
think make it a little bit easier. Maybe like November, send out a ballot thing and everybody make nominations.
Oh, I'm working on... Mm-hmm. Actually thinking about doing everything on SurveyMonkey as well.
Okay.
Because
then it's like each category you only have four or five choices, but they'll be actually nominated by everybody else.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of sort of what we did here, but I think there was some confusion on what to do. That's why I was going to go to SurveyMonkey and go, okay, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, because I know I was sitting there thinking, wow, DC, that's 52 books that I'm going to have to create the list for.
Not anymore.
Yeah, this is true too.
Yeah, but they'll add more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the 52 thing broke on them. Though. I think they finally said, we're not selling that many.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I saw, who had it? I think it was Roman Man. He had up an article on Facebook talking about the comic industry and how it's kind of on decline.
Really? It has been for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was more this year than in the past. I'm trying to see if I could get to the story.
Well, if you pretty much take out, if you look at the top 10 list for anything pretty much every month, every week, whatever, it's always a Marvel and DC title, mostly Marvel lately.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, anything other than those, probably the biggest of the big titles for those guys even probably aren't selling that great. You're getting 500,000 Amazing Spider-Mans, but only 500, some other sub-marginal title.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Derek.
With the crossovers that kind of didn't do well, like Convergence and Secret Wars and stuff, they just, both of those turned out to be a mess.
Yeah. We're still waiting for Secret Wars to finish, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The comics are out that talk about the events that happened in Secret Wars that we haven't even read yet.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on?
It's one of those where Marvel really could have, stuck their foot in DC and was like, here's how you do an event, and then they stepped in their own crap instead of actually
doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And DC just put out a whole bunch of story, so that's all they did wrong.
Right.
Yeah. I think some of it, though, that might be hurting it, is I think the movies, all the comic book movies that are out, may be doing a reverse effect of what they were hoping for, that people are actually getting their comic book fix at the movie theater and not hitting the comic shop.
True.
Yeah, could be.
Which, because I think it's having the opposite effect.
All over movies, it's the opposite effect of what they were hoping for, I think.
Yeah.
Because if you get Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl weekly, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. weekly.
Mm. Yeah. Well, at least DC kind of did the right thing and kind of took cue from Dark Horse with creating the season where, you got season zero, season one, season two of Flash and Arrow, where it's the actual characters from the book. And I think they did the same thing with Smallville as well.
Yeah. Actually, Smallville, they continued the series of season 11.
Yeah.
Well, each episode was 6 to 12 comics.
And that's what they've been doing with Buffy as well.
Yeah.
So, as I'm getting closer to where I'm wanting to be, where was he? The article says, is Marvel's relaunch stumbling out of the gate? Mm. And he posted this from...
It's kind of what we were talking about, the whole fact that, the main thing that was starting off this relaunch can't even seem to wrap up. They add extra issues to it, and then those get delayed, and another one gets delayed. And, and I gotta say, the last relaunch that they did just a couple years ago, I thought was handled pretty well. There's some really interesting titles. And I look at the ones that are coming out now, and some of them don't even feel that different than what they just stopped doing. So it's like, why am I getting a new number one here other than number one sell?
Well, Howard the Duck's that way. Yeah. I mean, they just did, what, 5 issues? And then, hey, time to relaunch.
And some of the
times, it's a continuation.
Yeah, everyone wants a number one. And some of those number ones are like, why is this even getting a number one? I don't even care about these characters. Never thought of them. Like, I think, what was the one that came out this week? I never even heard of the characters. There's some cosmic characters from Marvel. And I'm like, why are they getting a book?
Are you talking Star Brand?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh,
that goes back to the old New Universe.
New Universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of Starbrand and Nightmask were reincorporated courtesy of Nova, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were actually getting featured prominently in the Nova. I wasn't reading Nova books, so.
Yeah, well, see, Starbrand was popping up here and there through some of the some of the Nova stuff. And I was surprised that Nightmask actually was showing up again, but they were like probably two of the strongest titles from the New Universe, although there's another character that was from DP7 that is showing up in one of them. He's in Squadron Supreme, I believe.
Yeah
so
there's like it seems like they have like a new number one solicits coming out for even like the next 2 more months, and it just kind of getting number one fatigue is what it feels like to me when I look at it every week on Brad.
Yeah.
I think they've got way too many books. I mean, how many Avengers books do you really need?
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say the same thing about DC, too.
Well, they got to do that to keep up with the X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're slowly squeezing them out, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no more mutants. They're all inhumans now.
Yeah.
And that's how you mess with Fox.
So, I guess, to me, for, like, the Marvel, really, I was looking at that and thinking about that the other day. Like, why of these books just I'm not as jazzed to read as it seems like the last few times that they've done relaunches, and I think part of it, maybe some of us are just getting tired of the relaunch. Like, we just want a consistent story. We don't care how long it takes. It doesn't have to be a whole reset for us to get a new number one. It's just whenever things end, fine, okay, and then when it wants to come back a year or two later, okay, let it happen. But it feels forced.
That's why my pull list at my local comic book shop, the only thing Marvel is the Star Wars titles. Only
really?
Because I'm just that type. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I have pulled every week.
Right.
To make sure I do get. I mean, Captain America, White, I'm waiting for the trade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple of the others, I'll wait for the trade.
Right.
Figment, I've been pulling, but Haunted Mansion, I'll wait for the trade. Big right. Thunder Mountain Railroad, yeah. Secrets of the Weird, I'll go back and get the trades. Mm-hmm. For me, it's almost easier that way. The only difference is I wish the trade paperbacks also came with the digital code to get the full collection on Comicology.
Because
that's what Marvel
did,
right?
That's why I haven't been going to the comic shop, because I just get them all on Comicsology. It's a lot easier, and a lot of times it's cheaper, because I like go with a lot of digital first comics.
Right. But, like with the Star Wars stuff, though, it almost ends up being cheaper, because you buy the physical copy, you get the code to get the digital copy. 2-for-1.
Yeah.
So...
One thing that bothers me is with all of this that's going on with the relaunch and everything, there are some actual good books that might get lost because everybody's tired of it.
True.
Like the new Doctor Strange is a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
And that could not last long because people are like, I don't care about that Doctor Strange. I don't care about a new series or.
But you know, if you get rid of Illuminati, I think it would
Speaking
make.
Speaking of the worst comics of the year, I think that would have to be one of them.
Kyler.
The good news with Doctor Strange, at least, is that with the movie coming out, they won't get rid of the comic too quickly.
Right.
True. Yeah. True. But then there's a couple other books like that that you're like, yeah. I'm afraid they're just gonna fall under the cracks and get lost.
Yeah.
I like X-23 as Wolverine. I'm liking that title quite a bit.
Yeah. See, that one's good. Yeah.
I think they need to trim down the Spider-Man titles as well.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming out with another one, Amazing, again, I think.
Yeah. Well, you got Spidey, you got Spider-Man, then I think you got Amazing Spider-Man, and like one or two others.
Right.
Web Warriors and
Silk and Spider-Gwen and
See,
like
Silk and Spider-Gwen. I'd rather almost see him do what DC did over with Power Girl and Huntress with a like a World's Finest.
Yeah,
yeah.
And make it a joint book where you know each book is two different stories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, that's just me. Do the stories cross over between any of those? Or are they all individual stories?
Amazing is Peter Parker and Spider-Man is Miles Morales, and then Spidey is like a earlier days Peter Parker story. So yeah. Yeah. Kind of all different flavors.
Right.
See, I think go back to the early 90s and stuff with Wade DC did Superman and Batman. Each one had like four titles, but the story kept crossed over between each of the books. It kept going. Every week you had the next part of the same story, just in a new book with a new team doing it.
True.
That's when they backed the diamond numbering system.
I remember I was a big Superman fan at that time, and I remember some pretty watered down stories coming because of the lack of creative control week to week, that you'd have like a really good issue and then the next team would take over and it would just fall apart kind of deal.
Yeah,
that's kind of how
you have to get all the books and
right.
Yeah, I'd rather have all of my stories in one title.
Yeah, weekly book is.
Yeah. Some of that was a real test for weekly books was, you know, DC's done those weekly books before with like 52 and they always start off really strong like the first half and then they just nosedive because they goes away and like
it up.
Yeah, the creative teams kind of shift and change too much to keep that weekly schedule. The only one that succeeded really was Batman Eternal, and I think it's because Batman's the main character, and so
right,
hard to go wrong with that.
And you have the same writer through it all; it's just different artists,
which right?
Kind of what made it choppy.
True.
So it's a hard feat to pull off, and I think doing a weekly book, I've got long boxes full of Superman comics from them, and half of them I could probably get rid of because they're just not that good from when they tried to do it weekly.
Mm. And a weekly title is expensive for the collector, too. I'm going to pay every week.
Yeah.
And it's not any cheaper, either. Mm-hmm.
That's why I haven't gotten any of the weekly books, because I can't. I just can't.
Well, I get weekly books, but like I said, I'm doing digital, so it's like Bombshells, things like that are like 99 cents a week.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
those have been. Do you enjoy doing that method? Like the at $1 a piece, you know, they feel like that you get your value out of it.
Yeah, and they're only 22 pages, but for 99 cents, it's pretty good.
Right.
See, the downside of that is the local comic shops end up they don't get that income and they end up closing up. That's the downside of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know.
Well, the one thing they do though is when they finish a story arc, they'll actually put it out as a trade. So
yeah, and with the Bombshells, they've been taking. They'll take like three of those stories and put them out as a single issue, and it's relatively quick after they put out the digital.
Yeah,
well, they kind of did that too with Injustice and Batman 66 as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those ones I think are actually still going too.
Yeah,
Batman 66 is actually wrapping.
Ah, well, I know they're doing some crossover with Man from U.N.C.L.E. right now too with Batman 66.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Has that started yet? Or?
I don't know. I think it's out. I think they also did a Batman 66 Green Hornet also.
Yeah, that was six issues. I've got that. But I think these are just going to be the one-offs.
Yeah.
But the actual Batman 66 series is ending or has ended one or the other.
That's the one they're replacing with Supergirl.
Well, I think the other one that's kind of hurting things as well... I know we talked to Michael Cho about this, and his stuff I'm looking forward to, but his is the only variant coming out in February.
Right.
But when you look at like Star Wars #1, and there were 69 different variant covers.
Yeah.
And you got some of these books, and they're coming out with five or six different variant covers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, folks.
Are they the new holographic covers from the 90s? Are they just going to kill the industry for like another 10 years?
Yeah.
Can we tone it down? I mean, with the Star Wars, the action figure covers have been great. Mm. I mean, for me, that's nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It kind of worked with the Figment titles a little bit. It kind of worked with Secret Wars. Mm-hmm. But at what point do you stop and just go, okay, enough's enough?
Look at every #1 that Marvel launched. There was at least a minimum of 4 to 5 variants per #1. Like, it didn't matter what the title was. It was like their action figure cover and then this and this cover, Scotty Young, cover. So that might also be another thing that helps with the fatigue, where it's like, I don't even want to collect one cover because there's too many covers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like a variant cover should be a special thing that only happens once in a great while for a big, important book or something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was flipping through my long boxes yesterday, and it's like some of the 90s, some of them got it right. Like, I have Spider-Man number 400 had a, like a 3D cover to it, and like the Superman wedding album I had, the variant cover, the Death of Superman issues, stuff like that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, but did like Punisher 2099 need to have a flashy variant cover?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Every 2099 had a flashy cover. Right.
Yeah. Because it was the future! You don't understand the future!
Everything
throw
metal.
Foil on it.
Right,
but it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see like the variant fatigue. I think is getting there. But every week I go to the comic shop, man, and there are people waiting for the shop to open just to get the variants because that's all they get. So right. It's not going to go away. It helps the stores in a lot of ways because they had to buy so many issues just to get that. So they're it's helping them turn a profit because they can sell it for so much more.
Well. Right. It's like you and I went through over the summer. Marvel Han Solo action figure variant cover was attached to a non-Star Wars title. You had to buy so many. Well, I got lucky. I was able to pick it up for $7.99. I could easily resell it for, what, $50-$60 bucks on eBay?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we talked a month ago about the last one they did. See, I'm not sure if they've done one for this month, but the last one was Luke X-Wing pilot.
Right.
And apparently that was attached to a title that, and not a Star Wars title. So is that one going to jack up in price?
Probably.
I know with the 5-issue mini, Anakin and Obi-Wan, they're doing a young Anakin action figure comic. Obviously, I'm going to pick it up because that's just me.
Right.
along with the regular title. But now, for the Star Wars stuff, yeah, I'll pick that up with the action figures. But at what point in time are they stopping? I mean, the original Kenner series, there were, 72 figures? 78 figures?
Something like that.
What's going to happen when they hit issue 79 or issue 80?
Oh, they won't, because they'll stop it and relaunch it.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Doesn't matter how good it is. It's going to get stopped, and then the next month we'll have a new number one, and we'll be following after Jedi, or maybe Force Awakens, then. Who knows?
Yeah, gone are the days of Action Comics and Detective Comics being at like issue number 633.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm a little sad about that.
Yeah, I was too. Like, I was really one of those where I really wanted to see like Batman hit number 700. And yeah. I thought that it was going to be timed out. Like, DC, they've got like maybe about 2 years or so where how sometimes Marvel's good about this. Well, they'll combine all the issues of a single run. So like Thor 600 came out, even though there was never a Thor 599 technically. Mm-hmm. There was just 599 issues before. So it's like, well, you could do it for about 2 years and then all of a sudden put out like a Batman 700 and that would be a huge selling thing and you can have a big anniversary out of it. And that never happened because DC's like, no, this is the new 52. We don't believe in the old 52.
Right.
So it was kind of sad.
That's because they actually outlasted their copyrights.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Any final thoughts from anyone?
Just great being here for episode 150.
Yeah,
congratulations, guys.
Thank you. It's good to have Marty back again.
Yeah. Even though we only got to meet him like once.
Yeah. I met you guys and then I left. I said, I'm out of here. These guys got control.
Who's that? That two episodes and then gone.
Yeah. Hey, I have to say, I think one of the best things for our year on Geek Watch 1 is the fact that we just started this year.
Yeah.
And then we met you guys. So there you go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess this is one thing we didn't cover. Over on Facebook and Twitter, I posed the question of what people thought was the best of 2015. Jason Bridger came out with Flash Season 2. I'll agree with that. Yeah. I think Flash Season 2 is superb.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been good, yeah.
Yep. Other than that, with you guys, I don't know how much of the show y'all have been listening to. Any favorite guests from this year?
Ooh, it's okay to say me, because I'm here right now.
Yeah. I thought G.K. Bowles was good.
Yeah,
G.K.
was good.
Yeah,
E.G. Daily was good, too.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I gotta say the Chelsea and David from Get Spy.
They were fun.
And I got a shout out to Patty Jean and Tracy from last episode.
Yeah.
Rebecca was great.
Yeah.
I loved her post today, how she goes on set and people ask her what grade she's in.
Yeah.
I don't know. To say, you know, Tracy Birdsall was great. That was with Marty and I. Because Jules wasn't able to make it that night. Gigi Edgley was fun, even with the restarts. Ellen Dubin this year was fun.
It wasn't last year. I feel like it was last year, but I guess, you're talking about that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I can't remember for sure, but it probably was at the beginning of the year, and I just, as soon as I quit, a year has passed, apparently, is what I'm thinking in my head.
It's only been a few months. I could be wrong myself.
We also had, like, President Obama, didn't we? Wasn't that this year?
No.
Is that even his podcast?
No.
Not quite, yeah.
We had Phil Lamar and Rob Paulson.
Close.
That's close.
Phil was awesome. Phil was awesome. So was Rob. I don't think we had a bad... I mean, to say best guests, they were all great. I can't pick just one.
Yeah, there's not anybody that kind of was, at least since I've been on, that's been like a bad interview, given one-word answers and things like that. They've always been good to us.
Marty, Jake Lloyd.
I was thinking about Jake just today. Because I can't remember what. Oh, because I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about the reason they got into acting was they were like six when the episode one came out and I thought Jake Lloyd was the cutest. And it just kind of like was like, oh, if you only saw him now. Because. Dude.
For him, orange is the new black.
that's always a memorable podcast interview that we had.
Oh.
Even though it wasn't last year, it was definitely memorable.
Was it last year?
Nah, it was. I think that was like 2 years ago.
I thought it was like early this year.
That was like early when I first started, so I think that was right around in the 50s, maybe 60s episode.
No.
Really? Pretty sure.
That's fine.
One thing I got to say is I always love having you guys on from Geek Watch 1. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Good thanks. Time. I always have a blast being on with you guys.
Something fun maybe happens.
Yeah, sometimes.
Once in a while.
Just a little bit.
Well, Jake Lloyd was last year. It was last May. May of 2014. Still, oh man, what an interview. It's episode 73 if you guys haven't heard it. It's intriguing.
It's one of those, but we'll set it up this way. Jake, I don't think in any interview, like not including just ours, but like any interview he's ever done has ever given like the same answer to any of the questions. Part of it is he likes to screw with people who want to make fun of him for doing a crappy episode one. And I think part of it is just him having fun internally in himself to see how far he goes.
Right.
But like at first we were getting that Jake where he's just like telling, you know, saying all sorts of things that counterintuitive of what he said in other interviews. And then he started actually kind of breaking down the wall a little bit and actually talking to us.
Because he realized we weren't making fun of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't. You know,
a year and a half later is different, but...
Well, yeah, when he decides to go pod racing on the North Carolina highway. Mm-hmm. It was what? The first 20 minutes? It was really hard to...
It was a dance. It was a light dance. And he didn't have the two-sided lightsaber he wanted.
And then when he realized that we weren't making fun of him or are planning to make fun of him, mm-hmm. the conversation really took off.
Wow.
So well,
noted.
Yeah, in case you want to book him. Sure he's not doing much.
Yeah.
I think he's got time.
Yeah.
Scales have Wi-Fi, don't they? I never heard the outcome. I just heard he got, you know, he did get arrested, and I think somebody pressing charges, and that's the last I heard.
You'll just have to catch him between the hours of 3 and 7. Okay, with North Carolina between the hours of 3 and 3:30.
Oh!
So, any other final thoughts?
I like
Just
the,
say no, stay in school, kids.
Yeah. Don't do drugs, stay in school.
Or this is what you will become.
Yes.
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Channing Tatum. That's my final word for the night. Channing Tatum.
That's what happens. That's what happens if you don't stay in school.
Exactly. Exactly.
You become a stripper.
You don't want to keep the kids off the pole. Keep them off the pole. Just saying.
And Ken's just being quiet.
He knows better.
I'm trying to look up something real quick.
That, yeah, I can say, like, congratulations, Mike. Who would have thought you'd last 150 episodes? So,
oh, tell me about it. When
look a little balder from when you started, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's work, not this. I promise you that.
It was big shoes to fill. It came in. Filling in for Marty.
Yep. Took two to fill one.
Yeah.
Sounds like a porn title right there.
And Marty, as you probably figured out, things haven't changed with Jules because of her work. she gets that store closer to home, and she's working more than she did at the other store.
We're gonna finally pay her so she can quit that job, Mike. Come on.
That's what we keep every week. I said we need to start monetizing this thing.
Where's the paycheck? Where's love?
If only there was a way.
I wish there was a paycheck. It's all it's all money going out, not coming in.
Yeah.
If Mystery Science Theater can raise like what $5 million or whatever for some shows, you know, I can raise about $5 or something.
Yeah. Let's see. That'll be enough for Jules to live on.
Exactly.
The number of people on our Patreon. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, we know that feeling.
We got the same.
So
I do have a final thought, though.
Okay. Sure.
You gotta check Kylan's face here.
Can't tell if he's crying or having a stroke right now.
Trying not to laugh. Not working.
Unfortunately, these are Kylan's last words of Hail Hydra. Until next week.
No more.
The bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.